how's it going? So funny to see you here.
Got a bad case of the half rack.
The half rack?
Yeah.
Is that where you have small boobs?
They don't know what to do. See, at this point, you need to go away or you need to get bigger, you know?
Yeah.
I just can't decide.
Well, here at Very Fine Friends, we'll help you out.
Thank you.
You know, it's the cure for a half rack?
No.
Bonus.
Huh?
Improv.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye, ladies. It's been... Hope you find your paradise. Joe, can we please get a suggestion? Please. We've been so good.
Real good,
Joe. We've been so good.
Yeah, babies be good.
We've been so good.
Babies be good.
Babies pop the hood. Babies know they should.
No firewood?
What was your... Oh, yeah. I remember your suggestion. Your suggestion is loads.
Loads?
Yep.
That makes me think of two things. Let's talk about laundry.
Yeah. Laundry.
I don't think I've ever had to go to a laundromat.
Really?
The closest I've ever come to that is my... apartment complex in college had a communal, like each building had like just a couple, or in New York too, it was like down in the basement. But other than that, I never had to go to a like full on laundromat. That seemed like,
not fun. Yeah. I haven't either. I hear stories though about people who like get their clothes stolen, you know, or like if you go there and like, you leave. Some people have gone back to a laundromat and found that someone took all their stuff out and like washed their own clothes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really shitty.
Yeah. Although I have to say, I always like it in movies and TV shows when there is a scene in a laundromat. I think it's a good setting.
Yeah. It's an interesting setting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Curious place to be.
Yeah.
On this fine Wednesday Eve.
Do you think there are people that just go there to hang out?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Now, if you were like, hey, you want to hang out with me at the laundromat because I have stuff to do there, I would probably go.
Yeah. It's like different if you're like hanging out with a buddy. It's just like, yeah, it's just, we'll just, it's like a hangout sesh, but we're, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I have chores to do. It's like going, like running errands with somebody.
Yeah. Depends on who you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything can be fun with the right person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And anything can be hell with the wrong person.
Have you ever done the thing where you accidentally wash color with like your whites and it
makes my white shirt pink?
Yeah.
Sure have. I wasn't meant to do my own laundry.
I don't think I've ever done that. But then again,
I think you own all black.
I know. I do, basically.
Oh no, I mixed my blacks with my blacks.
Oh no, they're all still black. Ah.
I can tell though. I can see it.
I can see the difference. I don't mind laundry though.
I hate it.
Really?
You know why I hate it?
Hmm.
Because it's not, I don't mind an appliance that does all the work. That's great.
Yeah.
But it's like when I do laundry, that's when I'm in the mood to do it. Not an hour later when it's ready to be put away. I'm doing something else now. I don't want to fold.
Mm.
I wanted to fold an hour ago.
That ship has sailed, dryer.
You'll be in there for 3 to 5 business days until I'm in the mood again.
You had your chance.
Is that you leave your clothes like in the dryer or like in a laundry basket or
occasionally
something?
I do leave them in the dryer. Like I make sure they're dry, but I'm like, it's not happening tonight. We'll throw a wet... I'll wet one of the underwears and throw them back in and re-dry it tomorrow. I don't know if that does anything.
No,
it carries a little like steam, so that kind of releases some wrinkles, I think.
Yeah. Okay, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
Science.
I have a system. I'm very efficient with my laundry.
I'm not surprised.
All my stuff goes into a basket that then immediately gets carried when I'm every Sunday night. I do my laundry, throw it all in. Real easy. The next day, it get that, and then right before bed, I put it into the dryer. So it dries while I'm sleeping, and then I fold it first thing the next day. Well, not first thing, right after the gym.
So it...
And fold it all and put it away.
Is it ever wrinkly because you let it sit?
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Cool.
And also, nothing I wear is like wrinkly.
Yeah, I wear t-shirts and running shorts.
Yeah. I wear yoga pants and t-shirts. It's fine.
Okay. Great system.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, not to brag or anything.
I don't need to brag either, but my clothes are the dry cleaners. The laundromat they don't let you hang out at.
And now, improv.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for agreeing to do some errands with me. I really appreciate it. There's just been things I've been putting off. You know what I mean? And it's just going to be nice to have a little company.
Therese, it is my dream to run errands with you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Where to first?
First stop. I was supposed to do this like 3 weeks ago and I forgot to. I was never in the mood. I need to drop off this ransom it's supposed to be the mailbox at the corner of Cleveland and 91st Street. Oh God, I hope this
ransom?
Yeah. Ransom? I agreed to be a mediator for this whole thing. There was kidnapped kid, and I was supposed to be the go-between. The family gave me the money like 3 weeks ago and I've just been putting it off. I hate that side of town. But it'll be so nice to have company. It'll make it easier to go and do that.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable. Is this gonna be dangerous? I thought we were doing like normal stuff.
I don't know. I hope not. At this point, I don't think the kidnappers are still waiting around for that money, but I should just do it just to be safe. Just to be safe.
Don't you think that, like, a cop should be involved? Like,
No. They said no cops.
No cops.
Specifically. That's why they had me as a like a neutral third party. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is intense. I don't know if I'm the right person for this.
Oh, sure you are. No. Are you kidding? For keeping me company? Who's better suited for the job than you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as I don't have to do anything.
Oh, no. You'll just take one side of the bag. I'll take the other side of the bag.
Oh, I'm delivering
you're doing it with me.
I can't wait in the car. Okay.
No, it's just so heavy. It's so much money. Ugh.
How much money?
It's $3 million in small unmarked bills.
Oh my God. This is too much pressure. This is too much.
It's all on me. No one's expecting anything from you.
What if they're not expecting you to show up with another person and
it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right.
Like that kid's probably dead. Oh. But just to be safe and just to cover my ass, I need to say that I actually did it. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Anyway. Oh,
you've never gotten me killed before.
That's true. Errands, am I right?
Yeah.
This is going to be my day of taking care of everything I just kind of like put off.
Well, I mean, I'm sure this is the only... I'm sure everything else will be right up my alley. So it's just, yeah.
All right. Ooh, we're here. Cleveland and 91st.
All right.
It's heavy, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. It's,
all right.
All right. Whew. Okay. I'm looking around. Nope. No snipers that I can see. I think we're good.
Okay, get in the car.
Okay. All right. You don't rush me. Don't rush me. You know, I get panicked when I drive rushed.
Okay.
Well, you're my passenger. Yeah, safety first. Precious cargo.
That's sweet. All right. So this is done. Now can we get to the, I'm sure the next thing is like fries, stamps, rice.
Well, fries in a way. Yeah.
What?
There was, that emu farm. Down the way? Yeah, down the way. Just outside of town.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, they all got rabies. All the emus got rabies. God. Yeah, I need to go set fire to that place.
What?
Yeah, that's the only humane way to like get rid of them all.
Humane?
And,
well, it's fire.
It's humane-ish.
You ever heard an emu screaming from fire?
Yeah, actually I have. It's my white noise machine. Anyway, I just got to do it real quick. It's the only way to eradicate this disease.
I can't come with you.
Yes, you can.
No, that's...
You can stay in the car for this one.
I'll still hear the screams. No.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Look, we're already almost there.
I don't want to do this.
I got a bit of a lead foot.
I noticed my hair's blowing in the breeze.
Hey. It's okay. We'll do. It'll be real fast.
No, I had emus growing up. This is hard for me.
Well, then you should want them to be put out of their misery. Their rabid, rabid misery.
They don't look rabid. They look like they're frolicking. No. How do you know?
No, no, no. No, they're not frolicking. They're not frolicking. See that one? He's not happy. He's trying to bite you.
Well, ostriches are different than emus. And these emus are, that's what they do. They bite playfully.
No. No, they bite to infect. Anyway, hand me that flamethrower.
Oh, God. Yeah, here.
Yeah, just real quick. You can close your eyes if you want.
Okay.
Ah! Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I might fall asleep.
Oh, my.
It's making me feel like I'm going to bed.
It hurts. Oh, it hurts. An emu. It hurts.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
That doesn't make you. Oh, no, it's fine. Hey, look. And now it's done.
Oh, God.
And now it's done.
It reminds me of Emi.
Emi?
Was that? My childhood emu.
Not really a creative name, but...
I was a child. Why'd you make me do this?
All right.
All right, can we just move on?
Yes. Yes, we can. Maybe. And I promise. Okay. That was the worst one.
Oh, God, thank you. All right, Therese, let's just bring it home. Something easy, like dropping off the mail.
Hmm. Well, in a way, we're dropping off the mail.
What does that mean?
I'm just... Well, you know that local magician's academy?
Yeah, heard of it.
Yeah, I promised them that I'd help them out with their knife throwing class. You know, where you get strapped to a giant target and the magicians throw knives all around your body.
Oh.
And they don't hit you.
Right. That's the idea.
Well, that's the idea, but it's still a class.
Yeah. So you're going to go do that?
Well, we're going to go do that.
What? No, Therese, no. I'm not going to have knives thrown at me.
Hey, come on. For me?
No, Therese.
We'll talk the whole time. We'll catch up.
What if it hits me? No.
It won't hit you. They're good. I'm sure they're fine. I've done this before.
Why us?
I owed a guy a favor. I owed a magician a favor.
Why can't you just do it? Take me home.
Okay.
I want to go home and look at pictures of my emu.
Emi?
Thank you for remembering.
Well, it's a dumb name. It's hard to forget.
You're not exactly endearing me to your cause.
Okay, I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Hey, here we are. We're at the magician's place.
No, you went anyway?
Yes, we're here. See, it was painless. You didn't even know we were pulling
I'm not getting out. I'm locking the door. I'm staying in the car.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Nope, surprise. The doors don't lock. Come on.
No, stop pulling me out.
Okay, no, I'm strapping you to this target now.
No, I don't want to be on it.
I'm strapping you to the target.
No.
Don't just think of it. Remember, this is our time to catch up. That was the whole point of doing errands together.
Okay. Let's catch up.
See? It didn't hit you. It didn't hit you.
Let's catch up through my fear.
Okay. Tell me. You had a date last week. Tell me all about that.
It was good. It was good. We had a lot of comment. We had a... Oh, my God.
See?
Therese. Please. And we might see each other again.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah, no. Chemistry was really... It was good. Did she look like a... Did she look like a picture? I wonder how many more Therese.
Hey, you're doing great. You're doing great.
I'm blacking out.
No, don't black out. No.
I haven't seen you at the gym in a while. Things going good?
Oh, yeah. Everything's great. Oh, everything's great.
That's real good. Oh, God. That's real good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I promise. Yeah. We're done then. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
In the nuts! It fucking missed!
Do it!